Now, how could you not like that intro music, huh?
You know, I was going to give him a hard time for playing Christmas music at Thanksgiving.
You were?
I was.
But it sounds too good.
Well, it does. It's not the same fa-la-la-la-la from 50 different artists you hear anywhere else.
This original,
only
baby.
At Rosie on the House can you get brass band. A lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
We got a lot more, so stay tuned.
Sounds good. Hour two of Rosie on the House. Good Saturday morning to you all. Thank you for tuning in. The call load is usually a little light on holiday weekends. Hasn't been so far, though. We were jammed up last hour talking trees, that's for sure. If you'd like to get in, if you've tried ringing us in the past on Saturday morning and only got a busy signal, we have an open line for you right now at 1-888-767-4348. The entire team of Rosie on the House gathers here at the studio every single Saturday morning for 3 hours for the purpose of becoming your best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home, we want you to know about Rosie on the House. We are the most reliable, long-lasting, endurable, trustworthy home information resource in the entire state of Arizona, and we are Arizona-specific. You ring us at that number, 1-888-767-4348, and my wife of 37 years, sweet Jennifer, will answer the phone, get your name like RJ and Peoria and Scott and Tucson, find out what you're calling about, what your issue is, and then we'll put you on air just as quick as we can. We have our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch. He gets a little distracted on days where his South Dakota Jackrabbits are going to play ball, but he's tuned in today absolutely perfectly. And my son and co-host Romy Romero, all here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Again, it's our goal, it's our mission in life to become your best friend. Everything at Rosie on the House is free. So why would you want to join some other referral network and pay for information that's monitored by some call center in Cincinnati? That's all I'm saying.
You'd be lucky if the call center was based in America.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's
you can right. be a part of it by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We are past Black Friday. I think I'm preaching to the choir here, but most of our listeners are savvy and they're just smart, and you know that's why they listen to this broadcast. But it's pretty much a hoax. It's been covered time and time again. For the most part, retailers will start jacking up the prices from about August and then drop them back to what they were in June to make you think you're getting this deal. Or they'll say, you know, $20 TVs and the fine print nobody can read without a scientist, you know, magnifying glass for the first 20 customers, and you know the rest are at retail price. So it's pretty much a big scam that
and all you managers of Sears and Target and Romy's cell number is 602-885.
Hey, if I'm wrong, you can call. If I'm wrong, you can call.
It's a tradition of trying to just fight the crowds that so many people like.
Oh, yeah, they're just the adrenaline rush, right?
That's right.
You can even go to a website. I think it's called, I will find it real quick, but it's called something like Black Friday Kill List, and it's how many people get stomped to death every year.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to go there. But it's a local first weekend as
That's
well.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, okay.
Small Business Saturday. You can find a local business as well, locally owned, by going to Local First Arizona.
Yeah, and I think Harper's has a little deal going on today. If you come in and cash and carry, you get 20% off. But we love local. We try to shop that way.
All right, Black Friday, deathcount.com, 8 deaths and 96 injuries.
Romy. Let's go. A little heavy for the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know. We're still in the thankful high.
Let's go to the phone line and bring in Scott from Tucson. Let's talk about air conditioning, heating, and cooling in his Arizona home. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for calling in. Take us off the topic of death.
Good morning, Rosie. Down here in Tucson, I've got a house that's 22 years old. It's now of age, where everything is starting to need to be replaced. I replaced two-thirds of my windows with energy-efficient windows. I've put a prepaid solar lease system on my roof, 3.7-kilowatt system.
Okay.
And now it's time to replace the HVAC.
Okay.
I have currently a split gas 5-ton, and right now with my solar, we've had a year and a half. 10 months of the year, I'm virtually free.
Yeah.
2 months of the year, that's when I kind of use up my production credits.
Right.
It's only costing me about $70 a month. Now, I am ready to pull the trigger on a new HVAC system because of the energy efficiencies and all that. I just don't know which way to go. Do I continue with the same split gas system, more energy efficient? And I don't know what SEER to probably shoot for. I was thinking
okay.
16.
Okay.
I do have a zone system.
Okay.
And I've been very fortunate with my system, and I'm very conservative on our electricity here. Or do I try and take advantage even further of my medium-sized solar system and get a heat pump type system? So I'm just sitting on the fence. I don't know which way to fall.
Okay. And I think a lot of people are sitting on that same fence, especially on cold days. You're lined up like zone tail hawks in a tree trying to get warm. If you're used to a gas furnace, Scott, an electric heat pump is going to take a little getting used to, okay? Because an electric heat pump, the air it generates is cooler than your body temperature. It only generates air that's about 92 degrees, okay? So even in on those cold, damp mornings, you're going to put your hand up to the register, and it's actually going to feel like it's blowing cool air. It's not. It's blowing air that will achieve an ambient temperature to satisfy your thermostat at, you know, 72 or 70 or whatever it is. But when your furnace comes on, you're feeling that nice 102, 104 degree air that you can feel, you know, drape across the back of your neck when you're in the kitchen in the morning reading your newspaper with a hot cup of coffee. You won't get that with a heat pump. Now, with the solar, you've got to make a decision on quality of life. The heat pump will definitely be less expensive for you year after year after year after year, because the sun is basically providing the electricity to run the heat pump.
Even with a 3.7 kilowatt system.
Well, you know, you're right on the cusp there as to how much of it is actually going to have to kick in with auxiliary power off the grid and stuff. Here, what part of Tucson are you in, Scott?
Northwest Tucson.
Okay. Scott, I want you to call Intelligent Design.
They've already been here.
Okay. Now, when they did a complete analysis of the solar contribution to the heat pump or the utilization of the split gas pack system, did they have a particular recommendation, one or the other, or did they just talk you through both options and ask you to make your choice?
Well, I gave them a full dissertation on everything, and, of course, talked to too many contractors, so it all becomes a muddled mess. I think they were saying to maybe stay with my split gas.
Yeah. I know this. At my house, I have a gas heat system. Even with full solar utilization, I stay with gas because I just like it better.
Uh-huh.
In a heat pump, when it's a particularly cold in the morning, sometimes have you gotten in the habit in the morning when it's a little bit cooler than normal, just turning the thermostat up and that gas heat comes on, warms up the bathroom and the kitchen just a couple degrees, takes that edge off?
Well, my wife constantly complains because we're so conservative here. Because when we're home during the winter, we only have it up to 67.
Yeah.
During the summer, when we're here, we have it at 81. And so it's kind of living on the edge.
Yeah.
But we try and save the money.
Yeah, yeah. That's living on the edges of comfort for sure. But and my point was, if you like to heat your house up a couple degrees in the early morning on cold especially damp mornings, you cannot do that with a heat pump. With a heat pump, when it starts turning cool in October, November, you set the thermostat at 1 degree, at the one temperature, and this would work in your lifestyle. You set it at 68, and then you just never, ever move it. But if you're like the Romeros and you like to sleep in the mid-60s, but get up in the morning and just crank it up a little bit, bring it up to about 69 or 70 while you're taking a shower and fixing your breakfast, then you'll need gas for that. I just like the quality of gas heat a lot better.
And if you've got a tank versus being piped in from a city or, you know, a gas provider.
A propane tank?
Yeah. You can actually, you got to be careful. You got to watch what you're doing. But you can buy at certain times and get your tank filled up a lot cheaper at different times of the year. So you can,
you can save
some money.
Oh, yeah, you can.
If you're running off a tank versus having it piped in from, you know, in any gas provider.
That's right. Buy it up in Yavapai County, it'd be Barrett Propane. And they run those preseason specials. Be a great time to do it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We've got RJ in Peoria, Kathy in Waddell, and an open line for you. Like we say, we usually are a little light on holidays, but I think everybody's just so full they're not out there shopping or something, because we got plenty of phone calls this morning. And I want to talk a little bit when we get back, buddy. You've got some great emails there. Also, as well, I want to talk about ladder safety, because I know this is that time of year where everybody's bringing the ladders out, getting ready to set up the Christmas decorations and the lights. You've got questions there on how to attach lights to stucco. We'll cover that as well. Ladders. Number one reason for emergency room visits in the month of December.
And we'll talk. I think it's all year long.
Is it all year long?
It's all year long, but obviously there's more this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the number one reason homeowners visit the emergency room, ladder falls.
Y'all stay tuned. We'll take RJ and Kathy when we get back, as well as talk about ladder safety and answer some of these emails we've been collecting all week long. Y'all stay tuned.